Compared to Turkey, Belgium has a tiny number of migrants. But even so, Belgian authorities struggle to cope with the thousands of foreigners who arrive each month, the refugees from Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan. In downtown Brussels, the Belgian Red Cross has opened a 500-bed shelter. But the center's director, Robert Gosen, says it's not big enough.
We would love to take everybody, but we can't because we don't have enough room. At one point, we used to be able to, a few weeks back, but now the numbers are really skyrocketing, so it's not possible to take everyone, unfortunately.
Instead, the Red Cross is working informally with a network of volunteer host families to take people in while they wait for their appointments to file for asylum. From Brussels, the world's Jeb Sharp has our story.
Kids are romping through the house when I arrive at the Brussels home of Michaela Bauer and Richard Bishop. She's German, he's British. They have two young sons of their own, and they are hosting an Afghan couple with three more kids between the ages of 5 and 13. As we chat over coffee, Richard tells me it wasn't an easy decision to open their home to strangers.
We talked about it for quite a bit, and we were concerned about sort of the disruption that it would bring. But, I mean, in the end, we decided we would just go for it and see what happened, and we're very happy that we have done.
Michaela says she knew they'd done the right thing the night she went to pick up her guests outside the Red Cross shelter.
It was literally just this huge crowd of people standing outside in the rain under a sort of a small tent, all completely soaking wet and cold. But just the faces of the children in particular, but also of the parents, when they realised that they were just going to go to somebody's place now and not have to stand there waiting any longer. That was enough to confirm that this is the right decision to take.
The day I visit them, it's been 9 days since the Paris attacks. Brussels is under a security alert with soldiers patrolling in the streets. I ask if those attacks changed their thinking. No, they both say. If anything, it strengthened their resolve to try to help.
And yes, it feels suddenly as if world events have arrived at our doorsteps. But so be it. That really means all the more we need to open our door because we're all in the same boat.
We go downstairs to meet the Afghan couple, Shaima and Mohammadi, who are staying in the basement. They arrived with just a small suitcase and one other bag. They've been hanging out and resting since they arrived and keeping in touch with Shaima's brother Rasul in Germany. He's on the line now to help us communicate.
First of all, just what is it like to be here with the family in Brussels?
It's like a real game of telephone. I ask in English, Michaela translates into German, Shaima's brother translates into Farsi, Shaima answers, and back comes the translation. It turns out the family fled Afghanistan a long time ago and have been living without papers in Iran for more than a decade. When neighbors said they were heading to Europe, they seized the chance to join them.
So I translate for you. Shaima says that here in Brussels she feels very happy and very calm. When they were going through other countries, she didn't feel like that. But now she feels quite calm and at rest.
I asked Shaima what motivated them, what kept them going. She tells her brother, who tells Michaela, who tells me, that you don't think of yourself. You just think of the future of your children. That's what keeps you going through the difficult moments. The kids are restless, so after we talk a while, we all head out to a nearby park. Michaela tells me how her 5-year-old helped seal the decision to take in a family.
About a month ago, when we were talking about refugees, he said, why don't we have a refugee family in our house? It put the finger right on my sort of question mark in my head and the hesitation I still had to putting up somebody. So, yeah, it helped to take the decision.
That's great.
And then he said, when he was back at home, he said, why do we have refugees?
Matteo, what do you think of the refugee family?
Good.
They're your friends now?
Yeah.
And what have you been doing with
A that? Couple of days later, Shaima and her family leave for their appointment to file their claim for asylum. From there, they are sent immediately to a government-run refugee center while they await the verdict on their case. It could take months. Michaela and Richard hope to find out exactly where they are and stay in touch. For the World, Jeb Sharp, Brussels.
I just know two words.
Salam and Shabbat. Hello and good night.